Is there a difference after one mini camp practice compared to OTAs?
Schedule's just a little bit different. But it's set up similar to what rookie mini camp was. It's just obviously with all the vets. So I like it. You get to meet a little bit more. I get to do a little bit of a walkthrough earlier in the day, then practice after that. So it's good. It's a lot of learning and a good opportunity.
What are the things that would indicate to you that you're improving, even though it's only been a very short period of time?
It's the game starting to slow down a little bit, starting to recognize a little bit more, being more tuned in with my protections. And that just comes with continuing to learn the offense, learn our guys, and just in every aspect, just know where to go with the ball.
Last time when we talked to you, you mentioned how you weren't pleased with the pace of your development. And I'm curious, do you try to speed that up, or is it a balance between patience because it's just tough in the NFL versus kind of forcing it?
Human nature, especially for me, is I want to have it all figured out right now, but that's just not how it works. So, yeah, it's about realizing that we're going to have to take baby steps right now to get to where I want to go. You don't build a great castle just all at once. You got to build it block by block. And so for me, that's how I need to handle it.
Do you feel like you will, as you come back for training camp, do you feel like it'll be hard for you to be the number two because you're so used to just coming in and taking over? Do you have to find that balance mentally between really learning and also not getting frustrated with not being number one?
You know, like I said, human nature, yeah, you want to play, but I wasn't brought here to just start. I was brought here to help turn this thing around, and whatever my role is, that's what I need to do, whether that's playing scout team or being the best backup possible or you know, playing. So for me, it's not worrying about that. I need to be prepared for when I do get my shot to be ready to play, but other than that, I just got to continue getting better and improving this team as well.
Has anything surprised you since your first rookie mini camp to now?
It's definitely had a more of a learning curve. There's been, some bumps in the road, which was expected, but, right now I'm just trying to find consistency. So I wouldn't say there's a huge surprise, just trying to get more consistent.
Do you feel like you're the backup quarterback right now?
I'm not worried about it. I'm just trying to get better every day. We're still early in June. This is the second mini camp day, so I'm not worried about that now.
Baker, Drew Stanton just said over there that when he signed with the Browns, which was in late March, mm-hmm. spelled out to him, this is why we're signing you. Tyrod was already here. We're drafting a guy. Was that conversation take place with you when the Browns visited you? We've got this guy, and you may be the other guy.
Absolutely. We talked about that. It was, how are you going to handle if this is a situation? Like you said, it was, how are you going to handle it if you're not starting? This is why we have this guy. So for me, whatever they said, I was going to carry myself in the same manner, be competitive, try and learn as much as possible. But when you bring guys like that in, they let me know that. I know exactly what to expect, and I'm trying to use my resources, which is learning from Drew and also watching Tyrod. So two great guys to be around.
Josh Gordon said yesterday that you guys have become really good friends. He had some really great things to say about you. Can you just talk about, kind of getting close to Josh and maybe how mm-hmm. that's impacting you?
Yeah, anytime you can become friends with a receiver like that, it's going to help you out. But it's much more than that. So I'm excited to, to be here, starting to get settled in. That's why the relationship's growing. And it's not just with Josh, it's with every other receiver as well. But he's a good guy. And I'm hoping that, we turn this thing around and he's going to be a huge factor in that. And looking forward to, continuing to grow with him. Xbox, just to be honest with you.
What game?
He plays a little bit of everything. I'm not as much into 2K as he is.
How are you going to spend the 5 weeks after this ends before training camp
begins? Obviously it's a huge five and a half weeks for me. Continuing to learn and work out. I'll stay in shape, obviously workouts and whatnot, but continuing to learn. I think I'm going to, kind of plan it out to where I'm going to study certain things week by week. And then, there's a certain time and point where you have to step away from it for a little bit. And so hang out with family and relax for maybe a week and then, hit it back. And so whether that's throwing with some of the guys, I'll be out in California where I did my pre-draft training. I know we have some guys that'll be out there as well, so that'll be good to reconnect with them, probably later in July. You know, everybody kind of focus on just doing their workouts and then reconnect then, and then we'll hit it running.
How's your relationship with Drew Stanton coming along, just interpersonal?
If you don't get along with Drew, then there's something wrong with you. He's a great guy. He keeps it light and fun, but also he's just so knowledgeable because he's been around so many different guys, veterans, and he also is a veteran. He knows the game very well. So I'm hoping that continues to grow, my relationship with him, because he's a guy that just every once in a while, even if I'm not asking him questions, he'll slide little tips of advice, just certain things that he's looking at, why it helps him, why he's doing it, and maybe how he learned something a certain way, and so he helps me out a lot.
How different is the intellectual side of the game from college, be it playbook, what you do with your free time, just the mental side of things?
That's the biggest difference from college to NFL. Everybody knows the game, and you have to know your job inside and out if you want to have success, because the skill level is all so similar. Yeah, you have your freaks of nature, but at the same time, everybody is so talented at this level. The difference is knowing the game, knowing where to go with the ball in my position, knowing how to execute your job, you know, to the highest level.
Have you had a couple of those humbling moments, like maybe I'm in over my skis a little bit here?
Not in over my head, no, not at all like that. But there's been a difference of, okay, you know, the skill level's all there, whereas, you know, in college you can get by with certain things, just playing ball. But now you got to be so fundamentally sound. That's the big difference.
Can you point to a thing or two that you've learned from Tyrod, Andrew, that stuck with you?
There are certain things, you know, I won't exactly just reveal, but with Tyrod, it's his footwork. You know, being not the biggest guys, he makes it work with his feet. He's in an athletic stance. He's balanced. He's able to get the ball out quickly. But he's so detailed in that he's always in a good position to throw, or, you know, just to escape the pocket. He's very good at it.
Baker, when you talk about, you know, building this thing, the blocking the time for yourself, what are those next building blocks for you consist of in your development here?
Taking the next step, you know, once we can consider getting all the basic knowledge of the offense down, taking that next step, then you go into details, and then you go into really improving with your guys and growing and learning together. So for me, something always you need to be focused on is protections. I'm going to continue to learn those and know that I can, you know, put myself in a good spot to where I don't have to worry about blitzes, certain things like that. I know I'm good, so I'm not looking at the rush. I can look down the field and read coverages. That's for me, that's the biggest next step I could take.
Some guys come from college into the pros, and it's not as much of a family feel. It's not as much fun. They don't have as much camaraderie with the guys and stuff like that. My question is, are you finding, you know, are you having fun? Are you liking the area? Are you finding really good friends, and are you enjoying it?
I love it here. You know, first of all, the Haslam family makes it. No other place is like this, from what I've heard in all my visits. I also noticed that as well. They're here every day. You see them. And so it's a huge community feel, and it's a whole, everybody here has their own job, and what are we doing to make this team better kind of feel. And then Cleveland as a whole, it's a great sports town. People love the Browns here. People told me beforehand of being here, but it, you know, actually, you know, starting to settle in, you notice it more and more. And so it's a great spot to be. You know, people that care about it that much, it means that much more to them.
You talked about the wideouts, but what can you tell about the running game? I mean, they've committed somewhat heavily to three running backs, you know, Hyde, Chubb, and Duke. What can you tell them about what kind of running game those guys will bring?
Obviously, Duke's a special player. He kind of does a little bit of everything. He's a hybrid. And he's very good at it. There's a reason he's had success, and he just signed a big contract. So he's a great player. But then I'm looking forward to seeing Lowe's and Chubb put on the pads. You know, those are guys that you'll watch them. They're so fundamentally sound. They'll make good cuts and good reads. But then when you put pads on, you really see the difference. But I think we've got a good three-headed backfield back there that we can do some damage with. And, you know, they've been doing a great job in making a difference, because we're in a division. You have to run the ball even when people know you're doing it. So we have the guys to do that, and we just got to continue getting better.
So far we've heard Jarvis Landry say that he feels he's the best receiver in the NFL, and then Josh Gordon said yesterday that he believes that you guys have the best receiving corps in the NFL. What do you think of guys, you know, saying things like that, and what's your reaction to that?
You got to have confidence. If you don't believe in yourself, that's something I've always been huge on, then you're doing it wrong. So we got guys that are confident, and we just need to continue getting better, because when you have a group like that that believes in it, it doesn't matter what happens to you. You're going to keep pushing forward no matter, you know, the circumstances. So that's good to have.
You got a little taste
just a couple
of
more.
What Cleveland's like going to the Cavs game and mm-hmm. being in that atmosphere. What was your takeaway just from that experience? You know, how did you feel about it and the environment and the fans and all that?
It's much more than just a game. How much the people care about the Cavs and the Browns around here, it's a huge deal. So it goes far beyond a win and loss record. It goes to affecting the families around here, to bragging rights, to traditions, to, you know, the history of this town. And it means just that much more.
Did you get a chance to meet LeBron throughout any of that?
I did not. I think he was a little busy and focused, you know, how he goes into that mode. So, but it was fun to watch, you know, how he played in the playoffs. And just to be able to be there and watch athletes like that, it's pretty special.
And what are your thoughts on NBA and free agency and, excuse me, potentially LeBron staying or leaving?
Not going to get my feelings tied into it. But it's complicated, you know, because at this point I would think there's a lot more than just championships with him to be involved. He's got his family. So it's different with a guy like that, with his legacy at that age. I can't exactly relate to him, so I'm not going to, you know, make a decision for him.